Welcome to Mintcast. Oh, wait, wrong show. My bad. Hello?
I am recording.
So's Joel. And then we're all quiet.
Yep.
What episode is this? What
is this? This is 984. Welcome to the Linux Link Tech Show, episode 984. And with us tonight, we have Pat.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And we also have Joe.
Picking up heavy things tonight.
Yeah. So it's almost Christmas in a few days. And, of course, all of us are going to get hit by cold.
Yeah, it's going to be 2 degrees on Friday. I hope it warms up with the wind chill, it's going to be like 2 degrees, negative two degrees. But hopefully it warms up again by Sunday, but we'll see.
Yep. Same here. And unfortunately, I have to drive during this stuff. But Ohio, like from here to the Ohio River, it's going to be 1 to 3 inches. That's what they're predicting. It may end up being under that because I think they're over. The hype on this storm has been nuts. At least even up here, it's been nuts. But, you know, I know nationally, you know, because it's going to get cold down in Texas too, they've really been making nutty. You know, so I'm like, hello, it's winter. It's literally the first day of winter. So, it's supposed to be cold.
Yeah.
And, Pat, I don't know if you're going to get any snow out of this one, or have they not said?
Like, the last one we had, like, a couple inches, and then it turned to, like, freezing rain and rain. It was completely gone by the next day. I think this, we're not even going to get the snow. It's going to be very minor.
Yeah,
it's going to rain, and then over the weekend, the temperature's dropping, you know, 15, 20 degrees for the high. So it's winter, whatever.
Pretty much, you know. And my plan Friday, I don't know. I might leave as soon as I wake up, but we'll see what the roads look like first. I might wait till the afternoon.
You can't say it's just winter. I mean, I live in Texas. It's not supposed to do this.
Well, you had a couple of years off of it, so.
Well, if I were back in El Paso, it's probably still wouldn't be a problem. There might be a cold day here or there, but.
Right.
Yeah. A lot less of the freezing.
So, either of you guys get any tech for the family that you're going to give this year?
Not that I can mention right this second.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You're in the same room as your kids.
No, my kids are inside. That's not the problem. I'm not going to tell you what I got
that
her
too.
While she's sitting right next to me. That would just be plain rude. Oh, no. And she was all looking at me wondering what I was talking about, so I had to mention that. Be like having her wrap her own presents.
You mean she doesn't already?
No, she doesn't.
I know some families are like that.
her family was like that. So yeah. I make sure to not do that. It's rude. Now I might, you know, pay one of my kids to wrap the presents for me. But that's a different story.
Yeah. Yep. I did my wrapping last night, the important one, my son's, we got him like a gift card to the pro shop and to the bowling alley, and we got him a pair of high-end bowling shoes. I haven't asked my wife how much she paid for them, but it's the kind that has like the stuff built into the shoe that if you want to change out your thigh pad, you can, and things like that. So hopefully these will last longer. I'll have to ask my wife if he has this habit where, like, every other frame, he has this brush that he'll... I mean, he wouldn't have stopped stepped through anything. You know, he's in the bowling alley, right? But he thinks he has to run his brush across the end of the bottom of his shoe. And I'm like, you know what you're doing? So
it's he's wearing like, out his shoes quicker. That's what he's doing.
Oh, that's like what we did with somebody told him, I forget, it was probably one of the pros. I'm thinking it might have been Tom Carter over at the old bowling alley he used to bowl at. But he told him, well, get like those Scotch-Brite pads and use that to, you know, scrub the surface of your ball, right? He started doing it so much that his bowling balls, the outside of it had all these swirl marks all over the ball. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was a lot of rubbing of balls.
But yeah, and now he's actually using. They actually make pads for that, and they're not. I mean, yeah, they're more expensive than Scotch-Brite, but they're the right thing, and they're not going to wear your ball out. But I can't complain too much because he won during the Buckeye games. They would sell squares for the score per quarter, and between this year and last year, he won at least three or four times. So, and he's got three or four balls. One time, he instead of getting a ball, he got a credit in the pro shop, and he bought a newer bowling ball bag because some of his are starting to get wore out. And he has like two that he'll carry with him every time he goes bowling. So the upside that we go down to my dad's, I don't have to have his balls loaded in my car. Because I can leave earlier than my wife. She has to work Friday. But, you know, that's all going to change depending on how bad this storm is. So, but
it's going to be bad enough for me.
Yeah. Cold I can take. It's the snow and the ice I don't want on the roads. You know, true story, when Luke was little, when we had a minivan, and it was Christmas, we were heading down to mom and dad's, and it was fine for the most part, but then not just me, but like about three or four cars in concert hit some patch of black ice. I did a full 360 in our car and came to the rest right off the side of the road, not into a ditch, just right like I was parked on the side of the road. And I'm like, all right. Took a breath and then started going down the road just a little slower.
Yeah.
That'll ruin your day.
Oh, yeah. But now that thing, other than, you know, it was a Kia Sedona, the older design, an 03, and it was a decent car except for they alternated rubber hoses with metal, like right wherever the heater core hose, that because it had a rear heat on it. So wherever that would cross where the exhaust was, they put a metal piece in there. And the rubber hoses were just fine, but the metal piece, the metal tubes near the exhaust rusted out. So that was one. And then we ended up handing it down to my father-in-law, and somebody backed into him on the side sliding door, and he never could open that door again. Never got fixed either. But yeah, I don't have four-wheel drive in the either of our cars now, or all-wheel drive, whatever you want to call it. But so he's not getting any tech.
Sounds like you have enough trouble driving with two-wheel drive.
Some days.
I just got my my younger guy a couple of Nintendo Switch games, one of the Pokemon games, and I forget what the other one was.
I might pick up the They have the 50th anniversary Atari cartridge. I want to get that. Because it has games from arcade as well as 2600, 7800, 5200. I believe it has some of the 8-bit games. And I know it also includes a handful of the Jaguar games, which would be nice to play those on a controller that doesn't suck.
Didn't I just read about another NES Mini coming out? Was that a SNES Mini?
That's a good question. I already have a SNES Mini.
Like the first one, they only had a limited number of games, and now the newer one was going to have more, less crappy games or something.
I'm actually Googling that.
I'd love to get a new Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a surplus in the third quarter.
That's what they're
2023.
Saying.
2023.
And see, not till 2024 for the
I would
5.
I'd love to upgrade my Kodi setup to 4K.
Yeah. Yeah, they're putting off the 5 until, well, they've had more of a chance to sell the 4.
Right.
Which I kind of understand. I mean, you definitely haven't played out that market yet, and, you know, R&D for the next one, that takes time and money.
How in the world am I not signing into my Amazon account?
It automatically signed you out for some reason.
No, everywhere. Well, only on Linux so far. It never has. Yeah, I was going to look up something on here.
NES Mini?
No, a different mini computer.
Actually, I saw someone today on Facebook Marketplace that was selling a whole bunch of Raspberry Pi 4s, 3s, Zeros, and Orange Pis at reasonable prices. So I'm going to have to look that up again and share it with you.
Yeah, I might try buying some of the ones. There's a board Chuck Payne's shared on Facebook. The Libre computer board. I don't know if you told me about it before or not, Joe, but it has the RK3328 and gigabit Ethernet and USB 3 and 4 gig of RAM. $55. So, normal pricing.
Yeah.
Yeah, drop that into the Mumble chat. But it would be go get it right now if they had an 8 gig variant. Because I have an 8 gig Pi 4. But, so shows. I already made a decision on one show. I'm not going to go to the Dayton Hamvention. And the reason is where I graduated high school from in West York, or York, Pennsylvania. West York is the name of my high school. They're having a concert / event for, I think it's for the community, but they're definitely reaching out to the alumni to get alumni there. They're going to celebrate 100 years of music instruction in the West York School District. So it's the same weekend as him mentioned weekend. So I'll make the drive, across the turnpike, down 83, down in New York, and go visit some people. The guy who directed our band when I was there, he's directing the concert. I'm not playing because I don't have my sax chops anymore. But it'll be fun, and I get to see people I haven't seen in 30 years that I actually want to see. You know, there are some people I went to high school with I don't care about, but the man folks, yeah, I like them mostly. So that's one I'm going to do. That's one trip this year. I don't know if I'm going to Southeast Linux Fest or not. I kind of want to, but Charlotte's expensive.
No, I shared that link. I found it. The person has Light 2 for 50, Pi 4, 2 gig for 60, Pi 4, 75, the 8 gig for 120, the CM4 modules, the 1x32, 1x16.
He's not marking it up that much. He must have decided he's not going to use them anymore. Huh. I did pick up, I haven't tried it with Pis yet, but I picked up the Anchor 735, which is a 65-watt charger with two USB-C ports and one USB-A port. It was like $59. But it'll do, on one of the ports, it will go up to all the way up to 65 watts. And I think as long as you don't exceed the 65 watt rating, it'll work for on both ports. So it'll automatically change the current depending on what the device needs.
Ah, Joe has escaped to the bathroom.
Ah.
And he has left me in charge.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
It always. Always.
So what's everybody making for Christmas Day dinner?
That's
we're calling
question.
Easing. We're just going to have enchiladas.
That's got to be a Texas thing.
I have more tamales, but I didn't
or
get
that.
On the list fast of them.
I was going to say, that's the other thing.
Dude, if you're not buying your tamales in an empty parking lot out of somebody's trunk, it's not good tamales.
Of course. Now, that's, we're very traditional up here. We're going to have, Dad's probably got a ham, and we're going to have, like, sweet potatoes and all sorts of different side dishes. I'm making gingerbread cookies. I actually got the cookies baked, and they were cooling. I need to ice them yet.
Well, I'm losing two out of the three of my kids. One's off to go visit her girlfriend's house, and the other one's got to visit her best friend who's only in town for Christmas. So I'm like, you know, it's only going to be three of us.
Yeah.
After we open presents and stuff, and they're finally, you know, mostly awake, I assume that it would just be the 12-year-old and then Joe and me. And I probably won't see Joe or JC very long, the 12-year-old, because... most likely there's tools in the Christmas presents and stuff like
there
that, and it'd be poof, be gone, and they're both engineer brains.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just pick up a book and keep myself occupied.
Yep.
So I'm not fussing it very much, and everybody was okay with that because, yeah, poof, be gone. I'd rather be out with my girlfriend, Mom, and I was like, okay.
So what happens when you get older?
The eldest is, she's almost 20. And then my middle one is 18, and then my youngest is 12.
Cool.
So normally we go visit family, but I'm kind of glad.
You know, we used to alternate where we would go for the holidays. You know, one year I would go down to Thanksgiving and have Christmas with my side of the family. So Mom would make sure we had all of our stuff, all the stuff for us, bought, picked up, whatever. But
well, for me, it's the 13-hour drive. But it doesn't matter which, if I'm going to my parents or his parents,
yeah.
And that 13-hour drive just kills you after a while.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on that. I have to drive 6, but and I'm still going to take a pit stop in the middle. So,
well, we do mostly through the night, and I do a lot of the night driving. I don't right. sleep well in a vehicle anyways, unless I'm exhausted. And Joe doesn't yeah. sleep so great at night. But yeah. you know, I stop about. I hit all the rest stops and everything, and gas, and walk around. But it's still by the next day. I'm out for like the next 12 hours.
Oh, I totally get that.
And usually after a week, I'm ready for my own bed again.
Uh-huh. I drove from our house to all the way to Texas. We did make an overnight pit stop in Nashville on the way down, but we drove all the way to Dallas. So, and I'm from Ohio, so it's a long drive.
Well, when we used to go visit Joe's dad, it's a 22-hour drive.
Ugh.
And that was Northwest yeah. Iowa from West Texas. Because we'd go yep. through Colorado, which was faster.
Yep. Yep. Well, my dad, when I stopped with my dad and brother, he's like, why don't you just drive straight through? It's like, because I'm not an idiot.
Well, I remember one time I caught a bus back from, we were visiting his dad, and I took the bus back, and I missed the straight shot.
Right.
So, to Austin. And so the bus was like, oh, yeah, it's not that bad. We'll get you on the next bus. And it took me to Nashville and then to Austin. And then I still had to go on to El Paso. I was like, this is a 3-day bus trip.
Buses, yeah. I remember when that's back in 2015, my mom died on Christmas Day. So so Christmas is, I won't say it's not a happy time. You know, it's just, there's pain there. But, so I told my dad, like, right after she died that I'll be down there every Christmas. And I've, so far, that's been true except for the year of COVID. But
I totally hear you, man. My dad. He died a couple days before Christmas, too, like 10 years ago.
Yep. I think
it was kind of nice not visiting my parents. They're not COVID conscious, and we have an immune compromised child.
Right.
They don't believe. They all believe it's a hoax.
I don't believe it's a hoax, but I do believe that there was a lot of lies about it. That's all I'm gonna say. You know.
Yeah, but we have a little bit different. You. We know that she's immune compromised.
Right. Yeah.
So we're a little on the extra. Because, I mean, her stuff is because it's how rare it is. It was finding people that had COVID that have it. It took 12 countries to find 300 people that had COVID and II. And then we barely found out with her type of brain tumor, there's less than 1,000 people.
Wow.
So we still we just found out what II would happen, and it's like a 47% higher chance of having bad COVID with long-term effects. And that we just found this out in September. We just didn't know because there was just no information, no data.
Yep.
And we still don't know what would happen if she were to get COVID and how it would affect her brain tumor.
Yeah. Well, my dad's an ex-smoker and he's had it. He had to go on Paxlovid. But he's done fine. And so far, well, like I said, he was an ex-smoker. He smoked from the time he was 14 until he was... Oh, gosh. It's actually probably been over 20 years that he hasn't been smoking now that I'm thinking about it. Because I know he did not want... One of the things that when they moved into their house, which was... I think it was a new build when they moved in. When he was cleaning the apartment and he saw all the tobacco stains that he was scrubbing off the wall... He's like, I don't want that to happen to our new house, so I'm going to quit. And he was good on it. So.
Honestly, my parents wouldn't tell me if they got it or not.
Probably. Yeah.
They wouldn't get tested to know either way.
Last Christmas, my youngest son got it right. in school, and then we all got it, and it was extremely mild.
Yeah.
I didn't even call him sick.
And they believe that the COVID vaccine is the reason why my brother had so much problems with his liver issues and kidney issues in his pancreas because he's not because he's a heavy drinker, but because of the COVID shot.
Right. But and that's why Luke hasn't got it. You know, Luke, my son's 23. I would not let him get it. Actually, he doesn't want to get it either. But because, you know, it was his, well, it's his age group that's usually ends up getting a myocarditis from it, you know.
And we were the first group.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're immune compromised.
Right.
So we were, we got the, Paula's up to date with all the, that's the one that's immune compromised. She's up to date and we're actually due for another boost in January.
Right.
Because again, they just have no idea what could happen.
Right.
And where the, okay, so you know when you get COVID that a lot of it hits your trigeminal nerve through your nasal and trigeminal?
Mm-hmm.
That's where her brain tumor is in her trigeminal nerve, in her optic.
Yep.
So we don't know. We're following what her doctors say, and since there's only three specialists in the country, I tend to trust them.
Right. Yeah, I actually had the two and then a booster, and my doctor and I were talking about it, and they're not even getting stock of the new vaccine. He said just go to, you know, like, you know, one of the grocery stores and with the pharmacy and get it there, you know. But I'd me and him talking, and I'm like, well, I've been through it all, and I unlike some people, I went to the grocery store during the hardest part of the pandemic. No problems, never got sick once. The only thing I ever got in the last few years was a sinus infection, a bad one, and that's usually how mine go, is that they're always bad when I get them. Like, well, so bad that my teeth hurt.
Paula goes into pneumonia, usually with the flu.
Oh. Yeah. That's
so,
not
good. And she's that person that gets the flu like three times while it makes it
right
through the school. And everybody else gets it once. And we were sitting down talking with her, and she was like, you know, I only went to high school for about 9 months of my entire high school. In person.
Yep.
And let's see.
That's sad, really, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, part of it is because so II is an inborn error of immunity. And when she has a reaction to things, she has an inflammatory response.
Right.
So anything can set her off, and once something sets her off, it takes a while for her body to reset. So the more it gets set off, the worse the reactions get.
Yeah.
So her freshman year, they put her in the detention center because she couldn't be in the freshman center.
Yeah.
Because they were doing all that.
Joe told us about that.
Had to fight with that one. And she was supposed to be, anytime her doctor said that she was supposed to be virtual, she needed to stay virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID happened, not even a semester. So she got one semester at the high school, and then COVID happened.
Yep.
And then the school fought us about her. They said that they didn't. Their whole argument was because she was doing better that she doesn't need that service anymore.
I'm so used to that fight. I'm glad it's mostly over for us. Because my son's on the spectrum, and he had an IEP all through high school, and you know it was constant fight with the different schools, and we ended up, he went through two or three different schools since from middle school to high school. He only really went to his last school 2 years, and
Paula was a 504 because all her stuff, she just needed accommodations,
right? Yeah, that's,
and then
reasonable.
The other two, JC is a IEP,
right.
And Kai was both an IEP, but then back to a 504. But they're on the dyslexia ADHD.
Yep.
And we were trying to get Kai's, the reason why she went back to a 504 is we were getting her ready for college.
Right.
Because she was just needing accommodations, and they worked a little bit easier with the accommodations from the 504 than the IEP for her.
Yeah.
She doesn't. This district we're in now only really does IEPs, well, where we live. We're not in that district right now. Only does IEPs if you're needing therapy, and that's how they try to keep people out of.
That's crazy. I mean, you might, if you have an IEP, you might need it, but that's just crazy. My son had to have it because of his disability, and when he was last in a true public school, Columbus City Schools, because we lived in Columbus at that time. We went to a parent-teacher conference, and I had the principal literally told us that my son was lazy. But then my wife went into the classroom during one of his classes, specifically I think it was the Spanish class, and the kids were just running around the room. There was no way learning could actually happen. And I'm like, yeah, my son's lazy. How do you expect anybody to learn in that environment?
Well, we had one teacher that did that, and I about I went a little mama dinosaur, and I wanted names. I wanted names, and I was willing to take hats.
Yep.
Or make my own. But she said that she told my eldest that ADHD is just another word for lazy, and same with dyslexia.
No.
I was like,
no,
ah.
Nope. When he has a therapist, a group therapy at that, when is that time he's still going to like a group therapy situation, and he's on like a cocktail of medicines for his behavior still. You know,
did they give
like,
you a BIP?
What's a BIP?
Behavioral plan, behavioral intervention plan.
Good question. Maybe. I don't know. The county might have done something with that.
No, because BIPs are through an IEP, BIP.
Okay.
And that's how, if you're having behavioral issues, this is what the teachers are supposed to do.
Right. Yeah, his wasn't so much, he didn't, like, when he was in school, he didn't really have behavioral issues. At home, that's a different story. But, so at school, that was really the problem. Was just him being able to learn. You know, the teachers didn't realize that you have to teach him differently. You can't teach him just like you do everyone else. And
oh, I've had that fight too.
Yeah. Because
I've got choicers.
Yep. So
they don't believe that you can be gifted and talented and have a learning disability.
Yeah. That's a little crap.
Well, if you look at the criteria for gifted and talented, it's the same criteria that they use to do for ADHD, dyslexia, and autism spectrum.
Right. It's just
the special education that they think has benefit.
Right. And I have a theory on why this seems to be. I mean, first, back when we were kids, I don't know if maybe when you were a kid, they may have knew about it, but, because I'm a little older than you are, I think I'm in my 50s. So, there was a distinct difference between the classrooms in K through 6 that my son had. And when I was in school, pretty much every grade except for a tiny bit in second grade. We had a younger teacher in second grade. But almost every other class I was ever in, all the way up through 12th grade at that point, no matter in multiple schools, we all faced forward. That wasn't the case. And I think it might be part of some of that issue, because I think a lot of the teachers want to put the tables, and do a lot of this group work and stuff like that. And when I was in school, I don't think we got group work until maybe high school,
Well, again, I have twicers.
Right.
And they were in full-time GT in El Paso Independent School District.
Right.
Allen. And see, out here, GT out here is only offered at one school, and you have to live in that dish, that school boundaries, mm-hmm. or you can't go to the GT. They gave a program that only comes 4 hours a week to you other campuses.
Yeah.
But in El Paso, they had all the GTs were in all elementary school. And it was a lot of group work, no grades. It was a lot of what everybody throws a fit out here about. It's called SEL, social emotional learning. But it's basically all the soft skills you have to know to be really good at a job. And that was a really heavy focus for the GT program in El Paso.
Yeah.
So
that's one thing they didn't really do well in the final school he was in. Yeah, because he's still kind of learning. Well, that and he's got the kind of autism where he's very hyper focused on things. So when you ask him, well, you know, where do you want to go get a job? He's like, I want to work in a bowling alley. Well, there's not that many bowling alleys that are actually hiring. in fact, more folding.
And
they didn't
help him with a transition plan?
No, I don't think so.
Because the transition plan works out here goes through the state workforce, and they help these students find niches where they can get part-time jobs and keep those part-time jobs while they even go to college.
Right.
And it's one, they find places like, I've got a couple of friends who are immune compromised as well that have high school students. And the job that they were still working during COVID, but they were working in areas that were extremely COVID conscious stores, and they weren't interacting with the general public. Like one worked as a baker doing cake decorations, and the other one worked in a deli, but where they didn't have face to face interactions. But everybody that worked around them already was health code to the max, anyways.
Right, but you just can't I can't force them to go. I mean, we literally have restaurants that are shortening their hours all around us because they can't get people to work. You know, so you literally could fly almost anywhere and get a job. He
How
just doesn't want to.
How people that are not working making do? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of a lot of them do the Grubhub / Uber Eats or Uber drivers and stuff like that. Because
you gotta remember also like the starting wage out here is $13 an hour.
Right. Yeah, and it's probably right about that here. So,
but if you want people, the people that are paying 16 plus are the ones that are not having problems.
Yeah.
And a lot of the big name outlets out here are now starting to offer $16 to $18 to start.
Yep. Yeah, like the union shops around here don't seem to have a lot of problems with that. Meijer's a union shop, Kroger's a union shop. You know, ask me how I know. Well, because I was a member of USCW when I was in
Kroger
college.
Out here. Oh, yeah. Well, I was part of Kroger, but their union doesn't have any teeth in Texas because Texas has taken all basically away from them.
Kroger almost gets preferential treatment in the USCW up here because they're probably the biggest grocery store. Up here, because Meijer's regional. They're still, after 60 years, still owned by the family that started it. and they got stores in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and I think they're starting to move into some other states, but they're mostly like Midwestern. They wouldn't go as far south as Texas. But,
We have Kroger's out here.
Yeah. Kroger's is nationwide,
We have HEB moving into the area that has got a lot of buzz. A lot of people like HEB. It's a local.
You guys
Texas
didn't have HEB?
Not up this far up north, no.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, because I have friends that live down in San Angelo. I constantly hear them talking about it.
The cheapest supermarkets over here are the German ones, the Lidl and the Aldi.
Yeah.
Aldi is good.
Yeah, Lidl's pretty good too. I like that.
Well, we have Tom Thumbs, we have Albertsons, we have now HEB is being built in Allen, but we have already a couple open around us. Kroger's everywhere, and then we have Sam's. We've got Costco. We've got Walmart's.
Everyone's got Walmart's.
You know, I actually don't mind the put my order in and pick up my dry goods because it does save me a lot of time, and they don't do the fee.
But, yeah, if I do the pickup at the store, then where you just drive in, call them, and they bring it out. Yeah, there's no fee for that. I have done through Instacart, and the fee is not awful, you know. But it's, you know, it does, you know, it adds to the cost, of course. But we do have all these, and they are like when I was in college and right after college, all these up here sucked. They were horrible. You know, like you buy some of their store brands and they were just awful. That has swung almost 180, and now there are some cases I prefer buying it at Aldi than buying it at the other stores.
I think just Aldi's what it for is. My area has some of the better fruits and vegetables minus the local chains. Like La Fiesta, the Asian Market, and what is it, King Ranch? They all have really good vegetables and fruits compared to everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, Aldi doesn't, at least up here, Aldi doesn't put like every other store, they don't have a cooler where they put all the produce. Yeah. Yeah. Even the lettuce isn't in a cooler or sprayer thing, you know.
I don't care that it looks pretty. I'm looking for good quality. Yeah. And that's why I feel like a lot of stores around here just look for the pretty ones. And it's like whenever you order for pickup, they still pick the worst ones they can. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to buy my own fruits and vegetables.
Yep. Now, I have done up here in Meijer, maybe a Giant Eagle, they have this thing called Flash Food. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's an app on your phone. You can get notifications whenever they put something in their box, but you pay on the phone, then you go up the service desk, and then you just go get it. All right, and sometimes it's just like a lot of times the bakery stuff that's just getting ready to expire goes in there, or they'll put like a box of fruit, and it's not all one fruit. It's could be anything, you know. So there could be like peaches, apples, and grapes all in the same box, you know. And
I don't mind that. Those are good. Because I'm not afraid of, you know, dicing it up, getting it ready, and putting it in the freezer, you know. Getting everything done and just pull it out as need be. But I got teenagers to feed. It's not that hard to go through a freezer.
I know.
I'm still waiting for the 12-year-old to hit 16, because right now he's eating... Like what his sisters eat, he eats twice anyways. I'm afraid that he's gonna eat me out of house and home when he hits 16.
Yeah, they tend to do that. Don't they, Pat? That's what boys do.
I don't know, man. He grew again, and now he can. Okay, so I'm like 5'4" on a good day. And right now, he can wear my size 4 jeans. He wears they're a little big on him, but not by much. Because he just doesn't have any hips yet. And then he's stealing all my geeky t-shirts, and he's stealing my shoes. Because we went to buy shoes for him, and he can wear the 5.5-6 men's, but they're too wide. So he wears a 7.5 to 8.5 in women's because they're narrower. And I have tons of slip-on shoes that are geeky. And so he keeps, I just watched my Halloween Three Hugs with the Chainsaw Massacre slip-ons walk by. And my Jack the Pumpkin King sweatshirt. And I was like, I give up. I'm never going to see my clothes again. Because we're all about the, minus Joe, we're all about the same size. I'm waiting for when he can, because he just loses socks. I can't wait till he's, you know, he starts losing his own shirts and I get to have my geeky t-shirts back.
Yep.
Because I have lost every Bleach shirt and Death Note that I had. God forbid, if it's a hippie shirt, my other daughter takes it. If it's Jack the Pumpkin King or some anime, my son is taking it.
Here's one of my problems I probably got coming up later this year. September, my company does a training week, and we have to go there. In my case, it'll be from here to Reston, Virginia, in the D.C. area. I'm probably going to have to dig out my business casual clothes and make sure they, one, are still in good shape, and two, still fit. Because I haven't worn, like, ever since the pandemic started, like, when I first started working with the cloud team, I flew down to Lake Mary, and that's the last time I flew anywhere.
Well, I'm a thrift shopper, man, and I gotta tell you, the thrifting out here is damn good. I'm picking up stuff with tags still on it.
Yeah, well, that's actually, there's a couple stores up here where a lot of times, rather than try and clear out stuff, stores will literally donate it to the thrift store with the tags on it. So you'll have racks and racks.
I got Joe and Armani's suit a couple of years ago that looked like it had been tailored to him for $9.
That's amazing.
I pick up shoes that have never been worn, still with the tags on them, the Toms. Those are my slip-ons that I like to wear all the time that my son keeps stealing. or bucket feet with the tags on it, and I'll just, okay, I got a pair of shoes, but I had a pair of shoes.
We're three different sizes here.
Well, it all depends on the shoe, because girl shoes are a little bit different. You got to go by the height, the arch, the height of the foot, and then if you're wide, narrow, slim, or, you know, all that jazz. So I can wear anywhere from a 7.5 to a 9. And it's the same thing with jeans. Girl jeans don't have sizes like that. You go by, you put it on like a cape. Like a Superman cape, and if it crosses, it's going to be too big. But if it barely touches, it's going to fit your hips. I have stuff that zeros, and I have stuff that are size 10.
I personally think that they need to, because my wife is short like you are. She's about the same size as you. She's about 5'4". And it's... I'm like, what? I've never understood why they won't sell women's pants, you know, in waist sizes like they do with men. You know? And now, granted, I will say a 32 with one company is not necessarily a 32 with another company. So there's that.
I can wear a 24, 25 guys.
Right.
But finding a 27 or 28 length is a little harder.
I got short legs too, but I'm also, well, I'm not short, like 5'10", but I have short legs, so I'm looking at usually 29 or 30 if I can find them. That's hard, especially since I'm short and wide.
Well, see, and there's the weird part with girls' pants. If you're petite, you're like 5'3" and under. But if you're 5'4", you need to go up to the women's, but the women's are too long. You're stuck going to the junior section where everything has a lower rise on it.
I know that just by shopping with my wife.
I get so frustrated. I got to go buy jeans in the junior section or else they're just – I don't mind hemming them, but there's a point when 3 or 4 inches of hemming is not what I need to do every time.
Yeah, but unless you got a real good sewing machine, it's never going to be good as the shelf hem. It's not going to be as solid.
Well, no, it's just you can't. They just don't wear the same, and you're just like, I'm done with this.
Yep.
I picked up Kai's prom dress, and then COVID happened, And I was like, I got it with the tags on it, and I paid $12.99 for it. And yeah. I didn't, they had scratched out the amount on it, so I went and looked it up on that, because I just wanted to know how much it might have been. I about had a heart attack when it said it was a $530 prom dress. And I was at a local thrift stop. We have there's quite a few of them. Like, Salvation is bottom of the barrel, then you move, and then you start going up from there.
Yep. We got a place called Ohio Thrift. It's probably the nicer than the one. Back when ThinkGeek was a thing, when ThinkGeek would have their, need to get rid of a bunch of t-shirts that they don't want to sell no more, they'd send them to Ohio Thrift. Of course, that hasn't happened in years now since they're pretty much dead. But, you know, because one day I walked in the thrift store, I'm looking at shirts, and it's like, there was a Slashdot t-shirt. I'm like, where? What?
We were ThinkGeek fans. We liked that store.
Yeah, I only ever ordered one thing. I think I ordered, like, Penguin Mints once. But I'm disappointed.
It was
disappointed.
A good place to find Doctor Who.
Yeah.
All right, well, Joe's back, so I will let you have him. He's all yours. Have fun.
Did you get a page, Joe? Maybe he's back.
What's that?
I say, did you get a page?
Page of what?
Like, work?
No, I went to the restroom, and then I came back out, and Jackie seemed to be enjoying talking to you, so I picked up heavy things.
We talked about a little bit of dealing with the school districts and IEPs and stuff, which, you know, I'm all too familiar with that crap.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sounds like Jackie's very much like my wife with that regard, because she just handles it all. I don't usually worry about it too much.
I let her deal with all the paperwork, and then I just you know, pay the lawyers.
Yeah. But yeah, we didn't have to go that far. I will say that
we did multiple times.
I'm generally not happy with what the districts up here do at all with any of them. I'm not exactly happy with the charter schools that he ended up finishing in, because he went to a school specifically for kids on the spectrum, and did they really prepare him for entering the workforce? Not really.
But did school really prepare you for entering the workforce?
I was already in the workforce when I graduated, so I guess. But I will say
but
this.
But it's surprising the things you don't learn in school. I mean,
this is true. All right.
Yeah, if you're lucky, you get a home ec class, so you do get a little bit of cooking, maybe a little bit of cleaning, maybe learn how to iron something. Mostly,
well, that's the bad thing, too. Typing, too.
Typing.
We had that in high school.
Yeah, we had that in high school. Middle school, I had home ec and I had shop. A lot of schools don't teach that anymore.
Yeah, shop, exactly. That's another one, you know, that teaches skills. I am quite willing to say, though, that you shouldn't be getting a typing class in high school anymore. You should be getting a typing class in, like, kindergarten, first grade, second grade.
Absolutely.
But, no, do they teach you how to balance a checkbook?
I think we had a class on that, I think, actually.
It was probably home ec class.
It was either home ec or it was, I'm trying to remember, there's one called, like, AEP, I forget what the acronym was, but basically it was, it had a lot of history and a lot about politics and stuff in the world, but we also had, like, a unit on stocks. And we would buy stocks, you know, buy as in.
Oh, then you were lucky on that one.
Yeah,
oh, no,
so
I know what you're talking about. The mock stocks.
Right. Yeah.
Or mock business.
But, so we had that. You know, it wasn't as in depth as I would have liked it. Probably not. But But they did have that.
That's still kind of unusual, and you know, it might also be a function of when you went to school.
In 1980s, yeah. I graduated in 1989, so...
Right, I graduated years later, and
right.
Yeah, I had a home ec class in middle school, but I did not have one in high school.
Right.
And
so, yeah.
They did not teach, you know, the simple things that you need to get through most days.
How to do fucking laundry and stuff like that. Now, granted, we taught Luke how to do laundry, and right. I don't even have to do his laundry. He does his own. So, 3 loads a day. I'm like, how do you dirty that much clothes? And Luke was never, like, my nephew was one of the, he ended up being one of the, a stinky boy, you know, mm-hmm. where, you know, he'd have, like, his, you couldn't be in the same room with his shoes sometimes.
Right.
My son never was that. Hard. Yeah, right. My son, well, he if he didn't he do what he does, he probably would have had it. You know, of course he's not a teenage anymore, but he never really had it because that boy, I swear, he will shower twice a day at least. So,
yep.
But never had to worry about that with him. So,
you click that link I just sent you.
I'll check it.
Facebook Marketplace. It's for 2 Ender 3s. Now, there are the Ender 3 Pro and then the Ender 3, the previous generation. It's not the V2. But, yeah, $215 for both of them, and they're both lightly used. That's actually pretty darn good.
Yep. I haven't had too much. Part of the thing is I just am. I finish the day. I don't want to spend time up here. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't been doing a lot of printing. I might do some once I get back from the holiday from down at Dad's, because I took the whole week after off, but I'm coming back on the 27th, I think, and we're planning on the day after Christmas going down to Dollywood.
Well, when I go into work and stuff, I'll just set up a 6-hour print or an 8-hour print.
Yeah.
Or a really long print, so I'll set it up the night before so that it's just about done when I get home from work. Something crazy like that.
Yep.
I've been printing frog boxes lately, so.
What is a frog box?
It's just a box with, they call it a frog box because the latches and the hinges kind of vaguely look like frog legs.
So it
latches down pretty well. Let me.
It's like a print and place thing where you don't have parts. No. Oh, okay.
No, it is definitely not print in place.
Okay.
Here, let me send you one real quick on Thingiverse. Mm-hmm. And now you can either print these to take it like an O-ring and they'll be waterproof and all that jazz, or print it without.
I think I've seen these. Hold on. Yeah, I've seen these. Yep. I actually downloaded it once. I did.
I printed out 2 of these so far. Not this specific one. It was another one that's very similar. But it's worked out really well. It's really cleaned up my my work bag. Gives me a place to put all my cables and stuff instead of just, you know, leave them to get tangled in the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, I'm a full believer in like a packing cube kind of situation. Yeah. So like one of the things I bought with my new backpack is I bought what Tom Ben calls a steak charmer. Which is like a double sided. It has 2 pockets on it and 2 zippers. So like one side, I'll have my MacBook charger in it because I do have to take my laptop with me. The other side, I'll put things like my phone chargers and stuff like that. So they won't get tangled in the bag. They might get tangled in the snake charmer, but I can take. I think I have to dig around. I might have some. I've ordered these multiple times on Amazon. They're basically a Velcro wrap thing that you can wrap your cables up in. That helps a bit too. But and I also have a scuba. I'm trying to remember the name of the pack of the thing I have, but it's kind of what it looks like. It looks kind of like a something you hold a journal in, you know. Has a zipper on it, and then when you flip it open, it has elastic bands that you can shove the cables.
Yeah, under. I've had those.
Yeah, that I think works I still got well. Them somewhere. Yeah, that works well, but it's a little too big for a travel. You know, it's good for me to store my extras in here.
Yeah.
So,
Well, the frog boxes aren't small. They do take up space. No. But they really help with the organization. And, like, with the soft ones, I don't know, mine always got raided, and I ended up with no cables in it, or there'd be, like, one cable in it. And, yeah. So hopefully the hard ones...
Ooh.
Went insane.
Hmm. I think you're better now. Yeah, we're talking about, like, when you travel, I end up taking extra cables with me on purpose just in case somebody... says, I forgot my charger. You know.
All right. I had to plug in my headset. It was evidently dying.
Oh, that's why you're cutting out. Okay.
Yeah, it's still cutting out because it's still taking in power.
You sound a lot better now, though. But yeah, I always end up taking like an extra Anchor, usually Anchor branded USB-C and. A spare lightning cable, and basically, if I know most of the cables my family can need, so I always take extra, so that if somehow one of theirs comes up missing when we go to get to point B from point A,
mm-hmm.
And that is how I lose cables too. Yep. Every single time, if I give it to him, it disappears.
No, you know, I tried to be nice to my kids, and I've got some high-powered chargers, like some 4-port and 5-port chargers that are hooked up next to my laptop in the living room. And that's fine. They'll stay there. Those don't wander off. But the cables that I hook up to it, I will hook cables up to it.
All the time.
Long cables up to it. So that those cables will stay there and get used there. But no, the cables just disappear.
Because they got to put something in the room, you know.
I guess. And I don't know how many wall warts they have just friggin' lost in their rooms. Just no longer exist. And expect me to replace them with nice ones that will charge their phones right. Quickly.
Like the one I just put in the chat. That's the one I just got. It's wonderful.
Unless I can get them one for like $2, I'm not buying another one because they're just going to lose it.
Yep. Hey, they got laptops with USB-C ports, right? Have them plug it into that.
Well, their phones only take micro, so.
Oh. Whoa.
I my kids, they have S7s. All three of them have S7s.
And those micros... don't last long. Even when they're treated well, they don't last long.
The micro cables, yeah. But they shouldn't be going through them as fast as they are. And they shouldn't be losing the wall warts.
Yeah.
I will go and I will... I'll buy a lot of, like, 10, 15 cables, and I'll get the cables for, like, brand new, for you know, a whole set of them for $1 each, so $10.
So you need to have a cable storage box that has a lock on it.
So they don't get into mine. But, you know, I'm still going to end up putting cables on those chargers in the living room that's next to my laptop.
Of course.
And then, you know, I'll charge something of mine on it, and then I'll unplug and I'll walk away for a minute, and the next thing you know, I won't have any cables anymore. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. I'm not.
Yeah, I know that feeling all too well, unfortunately. Pat, did you ever get your kids' phones?
My older guy has a phone, but he bought it himself. He's got a job. Works.
There you go. Yep. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, the younger guy, I couldn't trust him with one. He destroyed a month.
Yeah, no, my son, I had given him a used, what was it, I think the first one was a Note 5 that the touch screen didn't work, but for your fingers, but the touch screen still worked with the pen. And he figured out real quick why he hadn't ever had a phone before that, and why I only got him used messed up phones, because he had the stylus destroyed within like the first hour. And the rest of the screen destroyed within like that first day. And then that was when he a while later, because, you know, I didn't immediately turn around and hand him another friggin' phone. But a while later, he got handed an S3, which is, you know, even older than the Note 5. So, and then the only reason he switched away from the S3, because he was able to keep that S3 mostly alive. He had some issues with the 3.5 millimeter jack. But, he was able to keep that mostly alive, but then it just, the lack of updates, the inability to install new applications. I mean, even XDA developers couldn't get a newer operating system on there in a way that was usable. So,
yep.
I had another S7 sitting around, and but it did have a messed up 3.5 millimeter jack. It was my old phone, and so I traded my middle child for her S7, which was actually like a Verizon S7, so it worked for calls but didn't work for data.
Interesting.
But it would work on Wi-Fi. And or maybe it was a Sprint, I don't remember. But it was an off-carrier one that we had gotten somewhere. And
Drop
it works for voice.
Yep. Got the link in Mumble there. Apparently, a Pixel tablet, which is not available yet, showed up on a Facebook Marketplace.
Cool.
Complete with the dock.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see what that's really going to look like and what price it's going to be.
Yeah, my daughter ended up with my old S7, and my son ended up with her S7, which doesn't have a line or anything. It's just used as a Wi-Fi phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. That's all he needs.
Just load up Google Voice on it.
Yep.
And there you go.
Yeah, he has an audiobook reader on there. Now, I already know that he's installing games, despite me telling him not to install games on there, and that he's also sneaking it to his room in the wee hours of the morning, and that's why he has so much trouble waking up the next day and loses his phone for a week at a time.
Yep. You know, if it wasn't for now, Verizon has the voice over IP stuff. Both VoLT on Pixels, and basically, as long as I'm near a Wi-Fi network, I can make phone calls using my Verizon number. That actually works really well, and I use it a lot.
Look, Wi-Fi phones, you know, as long as you can get another number to use to set it up. And there are services out there that will let you use a phone number for a day. You can set up a Google Voice number.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have a Wi-Fi phone.
Yep. Yep. But Verizon will let me use my number for Wi-Fi too. So, yeah.
Well, you're paying for a line there.
That's true.
And I'm not going to pay for a line on JoJo's phone. There's no need for him to have one right now.
Correct. Yeah. But honestly, he probably doesn't care about that either. Kids usually don't care about being able to call and talk to people. They just want to be able to text to people, and you can do that with all sorts of different various services like
He'd probably like it, but he'd probably also get in trouble with it calling his grandpa or something.
Yep. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that anymore now. Mine's. I still pay for his phone, but only because he's going to college. And so I just pay for it. I'm like, I don't mind doing that.
Well, I'm not planning on paying for Kai's next, like, phone unless it's a birthday present or Christmas present or something. But I will continue to pay for a line just because I get such a really good deal being a veteran from T-Mobile.
Yep.
And, I'll keep paying for that, but she's got to remember that she needs an answer when I freaking call.
Yeah. We did have, Luke had a couple, he actually grew up during the time of non-smartphones. So he had several different flip phones. He had a Razor that we gave him because he broke. I know what happened. He had the Samsung Juke. That's the one where basically you press a button and it would switch out. You know, like a slip light. No, this is more like a switchblade. Okay, where the ear part would flip out. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was a tiny phone. Or it was very small. He left it in his pants pocket. Mom and Dad didn't see it. We watched it. So, we had a spare Razor that we had kept after we upgraded our phones. So we gave him that Razor. And then he lost it in class one day.
I went through a lot of phones in much the same way.
Yep.
Which is why she had, a lot of Razors, a couple of Blues. Like
Blues,
the really cheap Blues. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when we did finally get him like I think we got him an iPhone first because that's what he wanted, because that's what Mom had. But then he got tired of the Lightning. He went through Lightning cables like two a week, I swear. I'm sure I'm exaggerating a little bit, but the Apple Lightning cable was never well built. But so he got tired of that. He's like, well, Dad, you don't seem to have problems with your phone cables. What are you? I'm like, I got USB-C on my phone. We'll get you a phone with USB-C. So that's when he switched to Samsung's. So, and he, every time we've gone and upgraded his phone, that's what he, I asked him, well, what kind of phone you want? He's like, we'll get me another Samsung. I like it. So he hasn't gone back. The iDevices. I even tried to, I have my old 2017 iPad up here. Now I just use it for beta testing. But I was going to set it up before I made it my beta testing for iPad OS. I was going to set it up for him, put an Apple account on there so he can load some apps and stuff. He had no interest in it. He's like, I'm just going to use my phone. I'm like, okay. Works for me. One year, my mom and dad got him a cheap tablet, and he hated it.
My kids always liked the cheap tablets that I got them.
Yeah. And
granted, they didn't last long.
He ticked me off, though, that year, many months later, and I don't know if I ever told my mom about it, but he took that tablet and just threw it across the room and shattered the screen on purpose, Wasn't like he dropped it or anything like that. He'd play with it every once in a while, but he never took the tablets. I don't know why. I like my tablets. So, anywho, this is, we're already at 10 o'clock, so I think we're going to go ahead and get out of here. And if I was Dan, I would have played the Linux Link Tech Show 12 Days of Christmas that Link did, which was pretty funny back in the day. But I'm sure if you look around, you can probably find it. So Merry Christmas to all, and we will see you before New Year's.
Or on the New Year's show. This year.
Yeah, or on the HPR show, yeah. But cool.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry.